In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, there are few pages in the Gospel that do not relate a miracle performed by Jesus. And yet the evangelists tell us that they mention a few of them, and that Jesus performed a lot of other miracles. The word miracle comes from the Latin word mirare, which means to be surprised. When Jesus performed a miracle, he wanted to surprise those who were following him. But what we are surprised with is not the miracle itself. A miracle is an infringement to the natural laws known up to now, which witnesses the intervention of Almighty God. The notion of miracle is mocked nowadays, denigrated, and criticized by many, without any explanation or proof. People state that a miraculous event is necessarily a legend. It is an invention of the Christian community based on a need to exalt the divinity of Christ. How do we counter such skepticism, such a lack of faith? The following is an easy method, but of course it is not scientific, which doesn't mean that it's not true. The world created by God remains dependent on God, and God can dispose of the laws of general physics that he fixed in order to exercise his providence. God is the author of all the natural laws which rule over the universe, and he can dispose of the law he established himself. It is his liberty as legislator. Since God is a creator of the world, which he created with his total liberty, he can infringe the laws that he established. So does the wisdom of God operate. God uses the physical order of things to the superior purpose of manifesting his glory and working for the good of the souls. Because man is too familiar with the ordinary glory of nature, because most of the time we are not able to contemplate the glory of God through his creation, at certain times, God needs to speak louder to us, to talk to us with more strength through profound acts, and those acts are miracles. They are not amazed because they are greater, but because they are more rare. So, the miracle is not the opposite of human reason. It is not against nature either. It acts occasionally beyond it. The miracle of the resurrection of the young man of Nain is performed in response to his grieving mother, a widow. This miracle is a foretaste of our own baptismal resurrection. Christ, moved by the tears of our mother, the Church, approaches our souls lying in the death of sin and raises them to the life of grace. This is the meaning of Christian baptism. And even the building of our church is built on this mystery. Look in the back of the church, you will find the baptistry, the baptismal font. In the back of the church, facing west. West is a place of sunset. Beautiful sunset, but sunset symbolizing death, the end of the day, the end of life. So the new baptized comes out of the baptismal font, the baptistry, and goes to east to be consecrated at the altar of Mary, which represents sunrise, the light of Christ, the Son of Righteousness. We are like the risen Christ who came out of the tomb. We were deprived of grace, and now we can live with grace. And we can live with grace as long as we are alive. So, as long as I am in this life, I am in a permanent combat to gain victory before death. Death will, in a moment, take from me the money and the other things that I have amassed with so much trouble. But death, dear friends, cannot take from us the alms we have given and the other works of charity we have performed. These shall be safely stored up for us in heaven by Jesus himself. Death will strip us of all our possessions, but it cannot take from us the beautiful robe of sanctifying grace. It cannot take from us our prayers, our frequent confessions, holy communions, constant connection with God. These things will remain with us and follow us into eternity. So as we see in the Gospel of today, Jesus is our life. He is our Savior who sympathizes with us in our trials and uses his divine power to help us. The miracle of the resurrection of the son of the widow of Nain is an expression of the delicacy of Jesus' love for us. It's an expression that our prayers work. It works when we pray God. The resurrection of the young man was implored by his mom's tears. Let ours be implored every day by our good deeds, by the tears of repentance in our hearts, by our humility and deep trust that God can perform miracles. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.